My friends, there's always a certain strangeness about today's liturgy. We begin with a sense of celebration. We carry palm branches and echo the hosannas shouted by the people of Jerusalem as Jesus enters the city. To the crowds who lined the streets and to Jesus' own disciples, this was a triumphant moment. Jesus enters Jerusalem and is hailed by many as the King, the long-awaited Messiah, the one who would come in the name of the Lord and reestablish the kingdom of David. But then on Good Friday, the only one to call Jesus a king is Pilate, as he orders a sign to be placed at the top of the cross. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Brothers and sisters, the palm branches that we hold today are symbols of that incongruity that often exists between the faith that we profess in our lips and the faith we profess in our lives. In the painful sequence of events during this holiest of weeks, we will be invited to take up our cross as did Jesus. We will be encouraged to see in our own limitations, suffering, pain, and even death, a newer and fuller meaning. And so great is Jesus' love for us and for his Father that he will freely take up the cross and suffer and die on it for our salvation. My friends, it's good to remember that the crowd that cheered Jesus also condemned him, that those who loved him and promised loyalty also abandoned him, denied him, and betrayed him. While we may not want to admit it, Jesus' passion goes on today. Our betrayal of Jesus continues in ways large and small. How often do we praise God when we gather on Sunday for Eucharist and then deny and betray him on Monday? How often do we shrug God off when things become too difficult or the demands of the Christian life just too demanding? How often do we see suffering in the faces of those in need and simply turn away? How often do we reject and push Jesus out of our lives and crucify him again and again in our actions, in our lack of compassion? Brothers and sisters, Jesus continues to weep and cry out, "Why have you abandoned me?" And today Jesus cries out to us, "Whatever you do to the least of these, you do to me." Whether we realize it or not, we do see Jesus every day, read about him in the papers, hear about him in the news. Jesus is everywhere. There is someone who is neglected, someone who is disrespected or discarded. Jesus is with the unwanted and the unloved, the bullied and the abused. My friends, whenever we choose death over life, sin over gospel, popularity over integrity, whenever we have turned away from Jesus, we who claim to believe in him have instead betrayed him. We have said, in effect, crucify him. Brothers and sisters, we need this Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion to remember this. And we need these palm branches as a reminder, but also a challenge. These palm branches remind us that we are called to be heralds of Christ. These palm branches challenge us to keep crying, "Hosanna," to keep proclaiming the good news, even when the world attempts to do otherwise. These palm branches challenge us to turn not our back and walk away. And they challenge us not only to remember what we have done to him, but what he has done for us. My friends, today the gospel calls us to take on what Paul calls in our second reading in his letter to the Philippians today, the attitude of Christ Jesus in his passion and in his death. To empty ourselves of our own interests, our fears, our needs, for the sake of others. To realize how our actions affect them and how our moral and ethical decisions impact the common good. And to heal and comfort the despairing around us despite our own betrayal. And in that emptying of ourselves, to carry on with joy and with hope despite rejection, humiliation, and suffering. Today, the broken yet life-giving body of the crucified Jesus calls us to embrace that same attitude of Christ, that we may bring the same healing, reconciliation, and hope to all the broken members of his body. Brothers and sisters, on this Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion, we are invited to carry our crosses and to recognize that we are not alone, because the Lord walks with us. We are a passion people whose view of life is cross-eyed, if you will. The late Father Raymond Brown, biblical scholar, said that all Christians believe through the prism of the cross. By the cross, we are reconciled to God. By the cross, our lives are transformed in the perfect love of Christ. By the cross, Jesus' spirit of humility and compassion becomes a force of hope and recreation for our desperate world. My friends, may Jesus' great love touch all of us today in a new way. May Jesus' love open our hearts and bring us to a new conversion. Brothers and sisters, may this holiest of weeks bring us to a realization that truly Christ died on the cross for each of us and continues suffering for each of us. May this awareness and may the words of Jesus' passion embedded in our hearts bring us to the peace and to the joy of Easter. Amen.
Amen.